This is the Point of Deliverance Evangelistic Outreach.
Hi, before we get into the next segment, I just want to stop and to take a few moments to give you some updated contact info and to thank you for your prayers and your participation in Lodestar Ministries and this outreach ministry, the Point of Deliverance Evangelistic Outreach, and as we seek to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ to the four corners of the world. You can call us or write us. Write us at P.O. Box 255, College Station, Texas, 77841. That's P.O. Box, Post Office Box 255, College Station, Texas, 77841. You can call us at 888-563-7713. Or you can email us at jackdapreacher@gmail.com. That's JACKDAPREACHER, jackdapreacher@gmail.com. Let us hear from you with your prayer requests or your comments or however we may be able to bless you further here at Lodestar Ministries. God bless you and have a blessed day. Welcome to the Point of Deliverance Evangelistic Outreach. We are so grateful today to be blessed to come again before you. We pray and thank God for this opportunity to break the bread of life in the mighty name of Jesus. We are continuing in our study today in this walk through the Gospel of St. John. And we pray today that you have your Bibles. We pray that if you don't have your Bibles, that you have recorded this, will record it, and I'll take an opportunity to feast upon this word. Let it permeate your spirit. Hallelujah. We speak to your spirit, man. Hallelujah. We pray indeed, hallelujah, that this word will serve to comfort you and to strengthen you. Hallelujah, and to encourage you in your walk with the Lord. Hallelujah. And if you don't know Jesus, hallelujah, now is the acceptable time. Hallelujah. We pray that the providence of God have brought you this way. We know it's not by accident, it's not by coincidence, but it is indeed by God's divine providence that you are hearing this. No matter how, no matter where, no matter when, by what ever means you've come across it, that God have brought you this way. And we are so grateful, hallelujah, to be part of the opportunity to speak this word of truth into your heart today. And before we go any further, we want to stop and we just want to commit this time and dedicate it to the Lord. Father, we thank you today. And Lord, we bless you for this day and this time. We're so grateful unto you, Father, and we love you and thank you. We pray, Lord God, and dedicate this time together, this time in your word, Lord God, unto you. And Lord, we pray you be glorified in it. Lord God, we love you and thank you, Lord. Oh, we bless you, Lord God. Oh, we praise your holy name this day. Oh, Holy Spirit, come into this place. Come into this hour. Come into this time. Oh, Lord God, and have your way. Speak that we may hear and know and understand, Lord. Oh, we bless you, Lord God. Pray you hear from heaven, Holy Spirit, and minister this word into our heart. Prepare our heart. Prepare the way. Break up the fallow ground of our heart. Oh, Lord God, that we may hear, that we may know and understand, Lord God. Oh, these great mysteries of the kingdom of God. We love you, Lord, and bless you and thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray and thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen and amen. We are continuing in the Gospel of John. We are at chapter 16, John chapter 16. Lord God. And you'll find that the Lord now, after having exhorted us and having comforted us and having even changed his relationship with us, in that in the previous chapter, in John 15, he changed the paradigm, and he said unto us that I no longer call you servant, but I call you friends. Hallelujah. And so our status before him, our position before him has changed, albeit, hallelujah, if I may say that, having now being no more called servants and called his friends, that we who indeed are his servants have yet turned our heart and turned our lives and have dedicated ourselves to him in voluntary submission unto him as his servants. Amen. Hallelujah. For he is worthy. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord today. He is worthy to be worshiped and to be served. And that's why we call him our Lord and our Savior. Amen. Amen. So go with us now in John chapter 16. Amen. And verse 1, you'll find these words. These things the Lord says. It's in the red. It's in your Bible if you haven't torn it out. Amen. And it's in the Holy Bible. It's in the red. I don't know. Anyway. In the Holy Bible, it's in the red. Amen. Amen. These things, it says, verse 1, have I spoken unto you that you should not be offended. Amen. And the Lord proceeds to tell them what's going to happen and what is still happening. Amen. He proceeds to tell them, they shall put you out of the synagogues. They're going to put you out to churches, y'all. Hallelujah. They're going to put you out the temple. They're going to put you out, hallelujah, of the worship hall, the synagogue, amen, the church, amen. Yeah, the time cometh, saith the Lord, that whosoever killeth you, whosoever kills you, y'all, will think that he does God a service. My. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. The Apostle Paul set out, amen, to persecute the church. And he had the mindset, as most religious people today, amen, had the mindset that he thought that he was doing God a service. Amen. Amen. That he was doing God good. Amen. In persecuting the church and killing the church. Amen. And these things will they do unto you, because they have not known the Father nor me, saith the Lord. Amen. Folk running around thinking they have the main religion, thinking they have the religion, thinking that they have all the wisdom and all the knowledge and all the understanding concerning God and what God wants. Amen. And the Lord says they're doing what they're doing. They're persecuting the church. They're persecuting us. They're killing us. Amen. Because they know not God. They think they know God, but they know not the Father. Amen. Nor do they know me, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. But these things have I told you, that when the time shall come, you may remember that I told you of them. So Lord said, I'm telling you now so you won't be surprised when it comes. I'm telling you now that it will come to your remembrance. Hallelujah, that I have already told you. And I like that, because the context, the application is that because you already know, prayerfully when you see it, hallelujah, you will find comfort in that the Lord have already told you. I have already told you. Amen. So that means that I'm in control. That means that they're not in control, that I'm in control, because I knew it was to come. Amen. Because I am Alpha and Omega. I am he that was and is to come. Amen. I am omniscient. Amen. I am omnipotent. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And so I think about Paul. Amen. Paul persecuted the church. Amen. And then Paul didn't know God. Amen. But when God had that Damascus Road experience, amen, for himself, amen, it changed his heart. Amen. Amen. And so there are many out there that are doing the house of faith, doing God a disservice, amen, spying on Christians, amen, and are literally breaking in among Christians and dragging Christians out even to this very day. Amen. There are more Christians being martyred today than in any other time in the church age. Amen. Because the word of the Lord said it would be that way. Amen. And so it is happening before our very eyes. It always has been happening, but yet it is still happening. It happened with the apostles. It happened with the other disciples under Rome's rule. Amen. And it is happening now. Amen. Under the Muslim ISIS and all those others, amen, who are have set out, amen, to destroy, amen, the church because of their religion. Hallelujah. Because of their religion. And the Lord said in verse 5, but now I go my way to him that sent me. And none of you, he's talking to, now get the picture. He's talking not just to his apostles, but he's talking to his disciples. So he probably has a pretty good crowd. Amen. And he's probably in a position where he's talking to a great multitude. Amen. So keep that in mind as we're reading this. He's not in the upper room with just the 12, but he's now talking to his disciples. Amen. And he said, but now I go my way to him that sent me. And none of you ask me, Lord, where goest thou? Amen. But because I have said these things, you sorrow hath filled your heart. Amen. They have become so sorrowful now because of the things that the truth that the Lord is telling them that is to come, Lord God, that they're not reasoning very well. The sorrow is overwhelming. And so, but never in verse 7, the Lord says, nevertheless, amen. And today we say it like this. We'll say, anyhow, amen. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. Hallelujah. I thank God. He tells us the truth. He is truth. Amen. The Lord is truth incarnate. Amen. I tell you the truth, he says. It is expedient for you. It is better for you. It is good for you. Amen. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter, capital C. Amen. Amen. Denoting a person, a title. Amen. The Comforter will not come unto you. Amen. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. I will send him. He didn't say I will send it. Amen. The Holy Spirit is not an it. Amen. It is a person. It is him. I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Hallelujah. Amen. And now the Lord goes on and breaks it down. He goes on to explain it. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Man, the most dangerous thing in the world, my brothers and my sisters, amen, is unbelief. Amen. The most destructive and the most deadliest thing in the world is unbelief. Amen. Amen. And while religion declares to believe something, they really, amen, have unbelief, amen, toward the truth. Amen. Hallelujah. Toward the truth. Amen. The truth of Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. The truth of him and his righteousness. Of righteousness, because, here it is, I go to my Father. My. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And you see me no more. Amen. So now, amen, we walk in the righteousness of the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ. First of all, the faith that he has, amen, amen. And then secondly, the faith that he has in us, hallelujah, amen. It is of faith, amen, that we walk now, not by sight, but we walk by faith, hallelujah. And it is that faith, hallelujah, that is accounted to us in righteousness, because we have faith not only in the work of Christ, but we have faith in the person of Christ. Maybe I should reverse that. Not only do we have faith in the person of Christ, and it works either way, amen, but we have faith in the person of Christ, and we have faith in the works of Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Of judgment, the third thing, because the prince of this world is judged. Amen. The prince of this world, amen, Satan, amen. Let me go on and tell you who it is. Satan is the prince of this world. Yeah, he has some position. He has some power. He has some authority. Amen. The prince of this world is judged. He is judged. He is judged, and he knows he's judged. Amen. And has been judged, and now he is angry. Hallelujah. For he knows that his days are numbered. Hallelujah. His days are numbered. He is judged. Amen. He is judged by Christ, the redeeming work of Christ Jesus. Amen. What was crooked has been made straight. Bless you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Verse 12. I have yet many things to say unto you, but you can't bear them now. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something, y'all. The mystery of the kingdom of God is a great mystery. Hallelujah. And we have just began to scratch the surface. Amen. And you're not going to figure God out. You and me, we will never completely figure him out. Amen. So you might as well find solace in that. You might as well find comfort in that. I don't know about you, but I do, because that's the kind of God I serve. Amen. He said of himself, I am past finding out. Amen. Hallelujah. My ways are not like your ways. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. So the Lord says, I have a whole lot to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. And the reason they couldn't bear them now, amen, is that they had not been quickened, hallelujah, by the Holy Spirit. They hadn't, the Pentecost had not yet come, amen. The abiding presence of the Holy Spirit had not yet come. The Comforter had not yet been sent to take up his abode in us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And so, even if he said it, some of these deep things to us at that point, amen, we couldn't bear it. We couldn't receive it. Amen. 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 But nevertheless, and here it is right here. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Verse 13, nevertheless, or howbeit, and this is how it's going to be, hallelujah, when he, the Spirit, capital S, come on somebody, the Spirit of truth, the Spirit of truth is come, he, there it is again, will guide you into all truth, not a piece of the truth, amen, hey, not some of the truth, but into all truth, and not every bit of truth, not all the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but that which you need, that which I need to know, that which we can bear. Hallelujah. Amen. That which we can bear. Can I thank you, Jesus. for he shall not speak of himself. Hallelujah. I want y'all to hear that. The Holy Spirit don't draw attention to himself. He does not testify of himself. He does not exalt himself. Hallelujah. Amen. But he, come on, I keep reading. But whatever he shall hear, hallelujah, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. My. Hallelujah. He will show you things to come. Amen. Amen. And so it's like whatever the Holy Spirit hears at the throne of God, my. He takes and brings into our hearing. He speaks it unto us. Ah, bless you, Jesus. He speaks it unto us. That shall he speak. And he will show you, hallelujah, things come. I don't know about you, y'all. Amen. But that is comfort to me. That comforts my heart and that bless my heart. Even now, hallelujah. Amen. That if we have an ear to hear, that is, if we have a desire to know and to understand, if we put our ears on, amen, and desire to know and to understand the things of God, amen, he will show it to us. He will show it to us. He will order our every footstep. He will guide our path. He is the light unto our path. Amen. He will show us not just all the great and magnificent things to come, not just all the mysteries of God, but he will show us whether we should go to the left or literally go to the right. He should tell us, he should show us all things. Amen. Amen. And show us things to come. He'll tell us whether we should take that job or should not take that job. Whether we should marry that woman or whether we should not marry that woman. If we will this hear, and if we will take all things unto him. Bless you, Jesus. And then verse 14, here it is again. He shall glorify me. He shall glorify me, saith the Lord. For he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now the Lord breaks this down a little further, Lord God. He wants us to know that all things that the Father has are mine. Hallelujah. Why? Because he is the heir of all things. Hallelujah. The Father has given all things into his hand. Hallelujah. Because he is worthy. Hallelujah. Amen. He has paid the price. Amen. To receive of all things. He have shown himself faithful unto God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. All things that the Father hath are mine. He hath put them in his responsibility. Amen. He has given them unto his only begotten Son, his only birth Son. Hallelujah. Therefore said I that he shall take of mine and shall show it unto you. The Lord is simply saying, that's why I said what I said. Amen. That he shall receive of mine and show it unto you. Because it is mine. Hallelujah. Because the Father gave it unto me. Amen. And I'm telling you, he gave it unto him. Hallelujah. Because the Lord indeed has proven himself worthy and he is faithful. Amen. He was obedient unto the death, even the death of the cross. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. Amen. Verse 16. A little while and you shall not see me. And again, a little while and you shall see me because I go to the Father. And then says some of his disciples, and again, picture now the multitude. Amen. The Lord speaking to the multitude out there, and they saying among themselves. So they out there whispering among themselves and talking back and forth among themselves. What is this that he saith unto us? A little while and you shall not see me. And again, a little while and you shall see me. And because I go to the Father. What is all of this? What is he talking about? Hallelujah. Yeah, hallelujah. Again, they're having problems with this because they have not been quickened. Hallelujah. They have not literally been born again. Hallelujah. The day of Pentecost have not come. That the Holy Spirit not only come upon them. Amen. But but comes and dwell in them and in us. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. Amen. And then and they said, therefore, what is this? He said, a little while. We cannot tell what he said. Verse 19. Now Jesus knew that they were desirous to ask him. They wanted to ask him. Amen. And he went on, told them and said unto them, do you inquire among yourselves of what I said? A little while and you shall not see me. And again, a little while and you shall see me. Verily I say unto you, you shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice. And you shall be sorrowful, but your joy shall be turned into joy. Amen. And then he goes on to give an example and talk in sort of a parable. A woman when she is in travail have sorrow because her hour has come. Amen. But as soon as she is delivered of the child, she remembereth no more the anguish, the pain, the hurt, for joy that a man is born into the world. In you now, therefore, have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart will rejoice, and your joy no man take it from you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In other words, I'm getting ready to go to Calvary, y'all. Amen. I'm getting ready to be given into the hands of my persecutors, of my oppressors. Amen. And they're going to kill me. They're going to crucify me. You know the story. Hallelujah. And when all of that happens, you're going to be sorrowful. You're going to weep. Hallelujah. You're going to moan. Amen. Mourn. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. The world's going to rejoice. The world is going to be happy. The world is happy today because they think that Jesus is dead and gone. They think if it was a Jesus, amen, way back when, amen, and he is dead and he is gone. Amen. But we know better. Hallelujah. That's shouting ground right there. Hallelujah. We know, hallelujah, that we're going to see him again. That's what he's saying. Now they saw him again in the day of resurrection, hallelujah, when he walked among them again. And even then they had a hard time. Amen. You know the testimony. He had to convince them that it was him. Hallelujah. And then he goes on to say in verse 23, and in that day you shall ask me nothing. You shall ask me nothing. You don't ask me no more. Come on, somebody. Amen. I'm going to get to a powerful principle here. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it unto you. He will give it to you. And that's the principle of why we pray the way we pray. We pray unto the Father. That's the model prayer, right? We pray unto the Father. Amen. We go unto our Father and we ask him, amen, the desires of our heart. We petition the Father. Amen. But we ask him right here in John 16:23. We ask him, we sign it in the precious name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And the promise is that he will give it to you. Now you got to be responsible in your prayer. You got to pray with knowledge and understanding. You got to pray. Hallelujah. This is not some Aladdin's lamp. Amen. That you go and rub. Amen. And ask any old foolish thing. Amen. But you have to be a good steward. And you have to be responsible. Hallelujah. And your request before God. Hallelujah. Verse 24. Hitherto have you asked nothing in my name. Amen. You didn't have to ask. They didn't have to ask anything in his name because he was there with them. They didn't even want for anything. Everything they needed and everything they wanted, the Lord provided them. Amen. Amen. Have you asked nothing in my name? Ask and you shall receive, that your joy might be full. Bless you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. The Lord has our joy at heart. The Lord wants us to be joyful. The Lord wants us to rejoice. The Lord wants us, hallelujah, to be at peace. The Lord wants us, hallelujah, to be blessed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 25, these things have I spoken unto you in Proverbs, but the time cometh when I shall no more speak unto you in Proverbs, but I shall show you plainly of the fathers. Hallelujah. In other words, when on that day, when you are quickened, when you are made alive, when you are born again, when the spirit man in you that had died in the garden experience, in the Genesis account, hallelujah, and the first Adam, I, the last Adam, hallelujah, amen, will send the comforter who will come and take up his abode and quicken you and make you alive. That spirit man, hallelujah, that new man that will be made alive, hallelujah, in the image and likeness of Jesus Christ, amen. In that day, thank you, Lord God, I will speak to you plainly. Yes, Lord. Amen. Amen. That's today, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Why our teaching has to be plain. Why our preaching ought to be plain. Hallelujah. That a six-year-old can understand. And that's why this King James Version, hallelujah, somebody, is written where a sixth grader can understand it. Oh, bless you, Lord. Been proven. Amen. That this, hallelujah, King James Version is written at a sixth grade level. And all these other so-called versions, amen, are written at 11th grade level. Hallelujah. The Lord wants to make it plain, amen, that the most base and simple of us can understand it. Hallelujah. That a sixth grader can understand it. Bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. At that day, you shall, verse 20, I'm back at the verse 26, y'all. At that day you shall ask in my name, and I say not unto you that I pray the Father for you. Hallelujah. Let me read that again. At that day you shall ask in my name, and I say not unto you that I will pray the Father for you. For the Father himself, listen here, loves you. Come on, somebody, because you have loved me. I can't say it no plainer than that. Amen. The Father loves us because we love the Son. Amen. Hallelujah. And he's not finished. Verse 27, and have believed that I came out from God. My. That I came out from God. My. I came forth from the Father, and I'm come unto you into the world. I come forth from the Father, and am come into the world. Again, I leave the world and go to the Father. My. Hallelujah. Amen. And so his disciples, in verse 29, said unto him, look, which is what lo means in the Bible. I mean, look, now speaketh thou plainly, and speaketh no proverb. Amen. Now are we sure that thou knowest all things, and needeth not that any man should ask thee. By this we believe that thou camest forth from God. And so the Lord kind of scratching his head, and Lord said, what? In verse 31, Lord said, what? Do you now believe? Hallelujah. Now you believe? Lord, it's kind of, 32, behold, the hour come, yeah, is now come, that you should be scattered. You're going to be scattered. Yeah. You're going to be scattered. Yeah, it's finna go down. Amen. And you're going to run like a rabbit. Hallelujah. Amen. You're going to be scattered. Every man to his own. Amen. And you ain't going to be able to be found. Hallelujah. Because hard time finna come. Amen. This thing is finna go down. It's finna hit the fan. Amen. Amen. Every man to his own. And shall leave me alone. Hallelujah. I'm going to be standing here all by myself. Amen. Every one of you will forsake me. And yet, I'm not alone. Never forget it. I'm not alone, because the Father is with me. Hallelujah. Amen. Didn't I, Paul said, in, I believe, 2 Corinthians 5 somewhere, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. My. I'm not alone because the Father is with me. In verse 33, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. Yes, in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation. Huh? But be of good cheer. Hallelujah. I have overcome the world. Hallelujah. Be of good cheer, saith the Lord, for I have overcome the world. That's good news today. Hallelujah. That the Lord have overcome, hallelujah, the world. That the prince of this world is judged. Hallelujah. He has been judged and have been found wanting. Ah, my, my, my. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord and thank you. Thank you, Lord God, that indeed, Lord God, you have overcome the world. And because you have overcome the world, and now you have equipped us, Lord God, and you have made it, Lord God, available and possible that we too, hallelujah, can be overcomers, overcome the world, Lord, by our faith, hallelujah, toward you, in you, hallelujah, and through you and by you. And oh, Lord God, we thank you today. We thank you, Father, that you are true and faithful, Lord God. Hallelujah. And that, Lord God, you have blessed us, Lord God, and have done exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think. We thank you, Lord, for your love that passes all knowledge. Oh, Lord God, we thank you for the multitude of your blessings. Lord, you're so good, and we cannot tell it all. And Lord God, we bless you today and thank you, Lord God, and pray, Lord God, that you be glorified, Lord, this day in your mighty name, Lord Jesus. Now, hallelujah, thank you, Lord God. Now, if you are here, if you are still listening, hallelujah, and there has never been a point in your life, if you, I pray you're by yourself. I pray you are in a place where you and I can just talk for a minute. I just want to talk to you. Listen, if you are honest with yourself and you have to say in your heart that there's really never been a time in your life that you have truly and sincerely, amen, confessed with your mouth and have believed in your heart and have received the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, I pray that indeed you will first of all repent. I know it's a tough word, but repent is simply to change your mind, and that you will consider, hallelujah, come, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, I will make them white as snow. Amen. I pray the convicting power, and that's a good word. I mean, the convicting power of the Holy Spirit have strived in your heart and have spoken into your heart, and that you this day by faith, amen, will pray this prayer with me. Amen. This will be the first and last prayer that you will need someone, amen, to pray for you and really to pray with you. Amen. Because if you today, after praying this prayer, amen, will have received and sincerely, amen, received the Lord Jesus as Lord in your life, you have access to your Heavenly Father, amen, on your own. And you can pray unto the Father after this prayer. You can go to him respectfully and reverently and in love, amen. And you can pray your heart's desire, amen. And you can sign it in Jesus' name, amen, for yourself. And so, if you have not ever received Jesus as Lord and Savior, let me just speak plainly, amen. If you've never received the Lord Jesus, the Lord Jesus Christ, as Lord and Savior of your life, amen, please pray this prayer with me. Dear God, I am a sinner. Dear God, I cannot save myself. But I believe the Bible that says Jesus Christ is the only one that can save me. So, dear Jesus, come into my heart and save me. I give you my heart. I give you my mind. I give you my body. I give you my soul. I give you my free will. Lord, I give you all of me. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Hallelujah, bless the Lord. Listen, if you prayed that prayer and you sincerely meant it, amen, the angels in heaven are rejoicing. And so, having prayed that prayer and having received the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, here's the next step you must do. Amen. You must go before, amen, the congregation of the saints, amen, the true church, amen, of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, the true church of believers, amen. And you go before them and you say, listen, I have received Jesus as Lord and Savior, but I must be baptized, amen. And you go, amen, and be baptized, amen. You go and pray where the Lord will send you to unite with, amen, another church, a church, amen, a body of believers, amen, who believe likewise and have received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, the church, amen. Bless you, Lord. Listen, I gotta go. God bless you. We pray and thank God for you, and we will see you next time in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen.
You've been listening to The Point of Deliverance Evangelistic Outreach. This program is made possible by the grace of God through the faithfulness of the partners and friends of Lodestar Ministries and the contributions of listeners like you.